This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. 7 past the hour at the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and you are correct. I am not Doug Steffen. I am Rich McFadden, along with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine and Victoria Keelan from the DJV Show. Here with you this week to count down your top 10 talk topics. I love saying that. Michael Harrison, thank you for creating this radio show just so that I can sit here every now and then and say your top 10 talk topics.
I know, that's a tongue twister.
It is, absolutely.
You do it very well.
I'm most a professional.
Most people are not capable. You are. That's top 10 talk topics.
That's it.
Peter Piper.
So the Talkers Magazine and the staff at Talkers Magazine works very hard every single week monitoring all of the news talk radio stations to see what everybody's talking about and what you are talking about with them, and then they form this little list, and they tell us what we all have been talking about all week. And Michael is usually not here in this hour, but since he is our special guest and does this in the hour he joins Doug, we would like to have him go through the top 10 stories. And just FYI, you might be going, where is Doug? Well, right at this moment, Doug is running around his farm going, why doesn't my generator work, and how come my power keeps going out?
So, isn't that amazing? Yeah, I mean, Doug does this show from a farm.
He does it from his farm, and life on the farm sometimes get interrupted, and if he joins us, he joins us. If he doesn't, he doesn't. The top 10 topics don't change.
Yeah, well, let's do it. Here we are. At number 10, we have Major League Baseball action, and the NBA Finals have finally arrived. That second season of basketball, very interesting. At number 9, we have the murdered Russian journalist, crazy story. And we have at number 8, Kardashian visits Trump. Another crazy story. At number 7, the Iran nuclear deal. At number 6, immigration policy and the gang MS-13 being talked about. The steel tariffs at number 5. The Trump pardons are at number 4. At number 3, the ongoing Trump-Russia investigation. At number 2, we have North Korea talks. Will they or won't they get together in Singapore in June? Well, it is June. And at number 1, the ABC television cancellation of the hit TV series Roseanne.
Right.
The people survey, we have LeBron James at number 10, kind of a miracle man out there on the basketball court. Kim Kardashian at number 9, Samantha Bee and Ivanka Trump at number 8. At number 7, Martha Stewart, Rod Blagojevich, and Dinesh D'Souza. And I know Victoria can pronounce his name perfectly because I was listening to her talking to you during the...
Blagojevich.
Blagojevich. Excellent. Let's see if I can remember that.
No bless you.
At number 6, we have Barack Obama. You may remember him. He was president many, many years ago. And number 5, Hillary Clinton. Number 4, Robert Mueller, James Comey, and Andrew McCabe. Kim Jong-un at 3, Roseanne Barr at 2, and Donald Trump at number 1. Kind of a eclectic mix of folk, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, absolutely. The stories are very interesting this week. It's, you know, a little bit strays from your normal list of stories because we've got a few crazy things thrown in there, and the people as well. It's interesting. If you look at this list of people, they're all a little bit nuts, aren't they?
This is a wackadoo list this week.
You should hear what they say about
the top three. The top three are Kim Jong Un, Roseanne Barr, and Donald Trump. How'd you like to be at a cocktail party with those three?
Didn't Roseanne Barr run for president at one point, or was it somebody else, like another crazy?
I don't remember her ever running for president, but I think after this week, she'd probably get a couple of votes.
I mean, anything could happen.
I
find it amazing that, I tend to be cynical and think that it's all just a conspiracy. Of course, I know it's not, but that that there's a master plan behind some of the actions of these people who are very, very well known, very wealthy, very influential, and very foolish. And yet, if you realize, no, fame and fortune and status don't necessarily indicate stability.
And Ambien don't mix.
Yeah, well.
Well, and all of her other meds that she's on. So,
right,
you know,
right.
We
start out at number one just because, A, it is the most interesting story of the week, and B, we're going to give it the time that Doug usually can't give it. This Roseanne thing, it fascinated me. I was screaming at the television going, okay, great. Now why are you still talking about it? But everybody wanted to talk about this
mm-hmm.
for several days in a row.
Yep.
And I was like, okay. And it's an interesting thing in that comedians, there's so many interesting things about it. Comedians used to be able to say crazy things. And now they cannot because you have a cell phone everywhere and everybody is offended all the time. That said, what she said was extremely offensive and she should have been fired. You cannot say that. But nobody is safe anymore, Michael. And in this world of talk radio, it's kind of the same thing. You are paid by radio stations to go out and keep people's attention, to say things to keep people engaged to the radio. Yet at the same time, if you step right over that bound, and the line is right here. Right now I'm behind the line. Right now I'm over the line. You're done. Your career is over.
You're making a very good point. This is the challenge of being a talk radio host. It's also the challenge of being in the opinion business, and particularly talk radio hosts who are paid to be provocative and controversial, and comedians who are paid to be even more provocative
right.
and controversial. And it's always been dangerous to be a cutting-edge comedian. All the way back to the days of Lenny Bruce, he was arrested for things that he said publicly in nightclubs. Private nightclubs, and they would arrest him. This is nothing new. Comedy is a fascinating area of determining where that constantly moving line may be. Talk radio is more corporate, although Roseanne operated under a corporate umbrella with ABC TV, and she should have known that. Talk radio is even more difficult because it's very corporate, and these corporations are in a position where they have a genre that succeeds only when it's provocative, and it's hours of spontaneity. Nobody forced Roseanne to do that tweet. The tweet was not part of her act. When you're on the radio for 3 hours without a team of writers, without a lot of time
right.
to prepare bits and skits and write it out and pre-produce the parts, you're bound to get in trouble, and that's the art of it. It's very, very difficult business.
It is, and it's, you know, we sit here every day. Doug, Victoria, Jennifer, everybody comes on, and we aren't told what to say. I mean, we have a loose outline of what we're going to talk about from hour to hour, segment to segment, day to day. But nobody's telling us what to say, and it's not scripted out. So you are just coming off the cuff, and
yeah.
it's easy to go, ooh, man, should I have said that?
Absolutely, but I do want to point out one thing, that the show that you're describing is not under pressure to be extremely crazy, wild, provocative, controversial. You do not have that reputation. You still have to be interesting, spontaneous, provocative, and controversial, but not on the level that some people face because that's their shtick.
Right.
And
that's true.
Yeah. Yeah. For example, Alex Jones got into
I was just thinking
of,
Alex Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Alex Jones develops a reputation for being the leading conspiracy theorist in America, and he embraced it. But are there enough conspiracies every day to have fresh meat for the people that enjoy listening to you? So naturally, you're going to start to embellish, you're going to engage in hyperbole, and eventually you're going to make up stuff. And that's why he ran into trouble, to fulfill the expectation of the reputation. Imus got into that problem years ago with the ill-fated remark about the Rutgers women's basketball team.
Yes.
This is a very common situation, and it comes from trying to live up to your reputation if you have a reputation for being a bad boy or a bad girl. And it's tough because the bar keeps going higher, and it seems that in this particular era of super sensitivity, where everybody's got a chip
offended.
On their shoulder,
everybody's
yeah,
offended.
That somebody outside of your target audience, the people that like what you do, like I mentioned before, Lenny Bruce appearing at a private nightclub and then being arrested for breaking civic codes, the people outside of your audience hear about it because of the internet and because of all these organizations out there and the politicization of everything, and they hear it secondhand and they get offended. People get offended who aren't even in your audience.
Yeah. Well,
and that's the problem.
Give me 90 seconds on the change in broadcasting over the past decade to where there is no news, quote-unquote news, unbiased news. Everything is opinion. You know what you're going to get from CNN. You know what you're going to get from Fox and MSNBC. You even know what you're going to get from NBC, CBS, and ABC News. Is that totally gone, and how does that affect talk radio? Because talk radio used to be the place where you went for opinion.
Yeah, they've co-opted talk radio shtick. And there was once a time in the world when newspapers and various aspects of newspapers, television news, radio news, would have what's called editorial, and we don't mean op-ed, we mean straight news, and then they would have the op-ed, the opinion editorial, and it was very separate. Opinion
right.
was separate from the news, and talk radio was kind of cool in as much as it was the place, it was an accompaniment, a side dish to the news, where you would get all views, and maybe a little bit of news, and it was the news at the top of the hour, and then let's talk about the news and give our opinion, and that proved to be so successful that the all-news operations, newspapers, television news, ABC, Fox emerges. They stole talk radio's shtick and have put opinion front and forward, and because it gets ratings. It confirms people's predispositions. It gives them affirmation that they're right, that they and their buddies are right. And it's turned everything on its ear. It's not good for talk radio, because now talk radio has to compete against everybody doing its thing.
And I've always made the case, and I don't know how many years I'll be able to make this case, but certainly now, talk radio hosts have years of experience of engaging with an audience, whereas TV hosts do not, except for the Hannity-type things. But, you know, TV has got a lot of catching up to do to be able to engage an audience like talk radio does.
Well, TV is a very different medium. It impacts a different part of the psyche. It's, you know, media theory goes very deep into that. But also, TV is very shallow.
Right.
But I've learned that when you watch it, you can say something in 30 seconds on TV, and it seems like it's a big deal. It's the psychology of how it works.
All right. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 19 past the hour. Coming up, North Korea and the Trump-Russia investigation.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hey, what's going on? What are you doing?
Oh, my gosh, no. Insomnia, please not tonight. I've got a busy day tomorrow.
Ooh, what's that sound? Wow, sounds like your partner is sound asleep. You must be jealous.
Yes.
Too bad. Come on, let's go to the kitchen. Yes, you have ice cream and cookies. Eat all of it.
Insomnia, please leave me alone.
No. Who is that? Check your phone. Ooh, scroll through social media. Check the news.
That's it. I'm taking Calitrin, so you will finally leave me alone for good.
Wait, no, not Calitrin. I'm sorry.
Too late.
No, please, no.
Finally, sleep.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss that not only works while you sleep, it helps you sleep.
I really enjoy taking Calitrin because it definitely helps me with my sleeping. I have lost approximately 10 pounds, and I am very pleased with the results.
My name is Marcia, and my husband and I both take Calitrin to sleep better at night and for to help on his weight.
Check us out at toploss.com or call 1-833-TOPLOSS.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Sam's Doug Steffen, who is chasing his generator around his farm. So instead, we had the privilege of having Michael Harrison of Talkers Magazine here, along with Victoria Keeling of the DJV Show, and myself, Rich McFadden of Radio America. We are at number 2 and 3. We're going backwards for Doug. We started with number 1, which was ABC cancels the Roseanne Show. Big, huge topic on talk radio this week. And actually everywhere. Everybody was talking about
everyone.
It.
Everyone. Yep.
Yeah. 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 As a matter of fact, you can see in that story just how frivolous and shallow a society we are, because one of the most important stories of the week was not even in our top 10 list. And there were surveys done by research organizations comparing the Roseanne story's coverage on the straight news networks with a really important story. The really important story of the week was the fact that thousands and thousands and thousands of people died in Puerto Rico in the aftermath of that storm, which has been basically underplayed, underaddressed, underdealt with, and underreported.
So let's give that a couple of minutes then, since we have the ability to change the list as you're sitting here. Puerto Rico is reporting that 63 people died, something like that, in the storm.
Well,
but in reality, in the aftermath, because of the lack of power, because of the lack of medical attention, they calculated that it's over 4,000 people have died in relation to the
closer
storm.
To 5,000. Yep.
Right. And that I'm tying that into the number one story of the week. In other words, I'm not saying, hey, we should be talking about Puerto Rico, even though we should. I'm not going off
story.
Survey. What I'm saying is, if you look at the amount of conversation about Roseanne, the part of the story about that story is how obsessed the media and the public is about basically something that is not that important to our lives. It's still under the category of entertainment.
I would say the Roseanne story has importance because, we all talk about race relations.
Mm-hmm.
We all talk about hate and hate speech.
Yeah, there's no question. But
we all talk about use of drugs and Ambien.
Yeah, but there's no aspect. There's no aspect to what some television comedian who has a reputation for being a bit of a loose cannon anyway did on a Twitter account to thousands of people dying, and the real race issue being the fact that far more attention was given to the people in Houston than to the people in Puerto Rico. And the question is, why is that?
Well, so there, that's a big question.
So, and again, I'm not playing the role here of, hey, I'm not being a complainer. I'm just pointing out, connecting dots as to which directions these stories go if you, from a standpoint if you want to talk about it. But that's all. I just thought I'd throw that in there.
I think it's a great point, Michael. And I my husband and I do a lot of dog rescue work with the island of Puerto Rico. So we're very connected to this story, and we have been since long before the storm and with the debt crisis and things like that. And the fact that I think the fact that most Americans, I think, in the middle of the country, don't consider Puerto Ricans Americans. They don't even realize that they are American citizens. There's 3.8 or 3.9 million American citizens living on the island of Puerto Rico, and people think because it's so far away, it's in the Caribbean, they don't, they're not white. I think there's so many factors to the distance that most people have. There's no real connection. Now, I'm in New York City. There's a huge Puerto Rican population here, so there's a big connection to the island here. And so it's easier for us to be up on these types of issues and more aware of the news. But I just think it's a little bit of, it's a lot of out of sight, out of mind. And having, however, I don't know what the death count was of Hurricane Harvey in Houston. Was it over 100 people? I don't even remember. But it was certainly nothing compared to 4,600 people and counting. And they haven't even cleaned up the island yet. It looks, it still looks like the moon.
There it is. It's 29 past the hour. I know I promised you North Korea and Russia and Trump pardons and steel tariffs, and it's all coming up here on the Talk Radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is spending the weekend at the Camp David retreat meeting with top aides to discuss what should be on the table in the upcoming Trump-Kim summit in Singapore a week from Tuesday. The president says a deal to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula may not be achieved in a single setting.
We can go fast, we can go slowly.
He says the Singapore summit will start a process.
I think you're going to have a very positive result in the end.
Sounding as conciliatory toward the North as he ever has, the president says he no longer wants to use the term maximum pressure to describe U.S. sanctions.
I think the relationship we have right now with North Korea is as good as it's been in a long time.
Another month of strong hiring brought unemployment down to 3.8%, its lowest level in 18 years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 34 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I am Rich McFadden from Radio America, and for Doug Steffen, who may or may not be back, depending on the generator gods on his farm. So until then, you've got myself, Victoria Keelan from the DJV Show, and of course, we have the pleasure of having the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which isn't really a magazine anymore, Michael. It's all online.
It is. It's a magazine.
Tell me how it's a magazine when you're online. What makes it a magazine when everything's digital now? I remember the days of waiting to get my new Talkers Magazine show up. It was a big, beautiful, color, probably 40, 50-page magazine that would show up in my office every week.
Big color printing and paper is not going to enhance your career. It's not going to help you do a better job as a broadcaster. What comes in the online now does the same exact thing, only better than a piece of print. It's the content that counts, and even more than that, it's the philosophy of what it is. The reason we continue to call it a magazine is because it's in the tradition of the great trade publications, and the last thing I want to do is suddenly have Talkers be a website, a trade website. It's a trade magazine just like a newspaper.
Right.
When you go to the LATimes.com or the WashingtonPost.com, you know you're reading a newspaper online. It's the conveyance, but the psychology of it, the philosophy.
So there's still a format.
Its purpose is to do what trade magazines have done. Maybe years from now, as we get deeper into the 21st century, we'll shed those words like listening to a record, taping an interview. But for the sake of communication, and I thought hard about this as the chief decision maker at Talkers, and that's why we kept the word magazine in there, because people understand what a trade publication, what a trade magazine is. Websites, that's a very, very vague area right now in terms of our development culturally.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, since you are the chief cook and bottle washer at Talkers Magazine, you have the honor of reviewing the top 10 stories and the top 10 people of the week as calculated by the folks at Talkers Magazine all throughout talk radio.
You want me to go through the list again?
Absolutely. Thank you.
You mean we don't have the same people listening from the beginning of the
show? We do not have the same. You know, believe it or not, people
I don't understand. People
program.
Have lives. They're like doing other things. They're not sitting in front of the radio in chairs.
And that's one thing that a lot of talk radio listeners don't understand is that much like yourself, you're listening to this show right now in your car on your way to work, on your way to the store, in between calls at your office, whatever it is.
Just to inform our listeners, that's one of the perplexing, challenging aspects of doing radio, because you have a moving target audience. It'd be like, you know, going to the movies and starting the movie every 5 minutes,
right?
Because people are walking in the theater.
Right.
Actually, back when I was a kid, that's the way you went to the movies. You'd go anytime. You never knew the schedule. You'd sit down during the movie, then you'd stay for the repeat of the movie, and you'd leave at the point that you
get came out.
That is nuts.
So you
that's
see the end of a movie,
exhibit.
Know the end, and then stay and watch the beginning
why
of it?
Why do you think they used to have the saying, nobody will be allowed in the theater during the final 10 minutes of this film? Because back in the day, the movies would be on, and they would show the movie continuously, or maybe a B movie as well. So you'd have the A movie, then the B movie, then the A movie, then the B movie, the A movie, the B movie. And it was not that easy to get the schedule, because there was no online or anything, so you just go to the movies. You'd get there, you'd go in, you'd know that if you stay there long enough, you're going to
see
both films, and you'd start in the middle of it. It was common.
That's awful.
Ask anybody over.
Oh my God!
You guys are kids, awful. But ask anybody over 55 years old what it was
torture.
Like going to the movies when they were kids.
Oh my God!
I literally can't handle that at a museum when they have sometimes a video presentation and you know it's on a loop, so you never really know what point you're at. That just drives, and that's like a 20-minute thing. Like, I could never handle that for 2 hours.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, people listening to this, am I right? I can feel everybody going, right, that's right. That's what it was like. It was continuous showings was the term. And you'd see people walking out in the middle of the movie. Ah, is that the part we came in? And if it was really a great movie, you'd stay and watch it 1.5 times.
Wow.
You'd stay all the way to the end.
Thank God for technology.
Okay, do we have time for me?
That would drive me nuts.
Do we have time for me to run through all these?
Absolutely, let's do it.
Okay, number 10, Major League Baseball action, NBA Finals. Number 9, the murdered Russian journalist. And murdered is in quotes. Kim Kardashian West visits Trump and in the West Wing. That's why they named it that. At number 8. Number 7, Iran nuclear deal. Number 6, immigration policy and MS-13. Steel tariffs at 5. Trump pardons at 4. Trump-Russia investigation at 3. Number 2, North Korea and the U.S. What's going on? And number 1, the most important story of all time, ABC TV cancels Roseanne.
And it's eating up a lot of our time here, for sure.
Yeah, that's okay. People like it.
All right,
you want the people survey? Or?
I do want the people.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Number 10, LeBron. Number 9, Kim. No, Kim Kardashian, as opposed to the other Kim. We got two Kims on the survey. At number 8, Samantha B. and Ivanka Trump at number 8. Number 7, Martha Stewart, Rod Blagojevich,
good job.
Dinesh D'Souza, Barack Obama at 6. Number 5, Hillary. Number 4, Mueller, Comey, and McCabe. Number 3, Kim Jong-un. Number 2, Roseanne Barr. Number 1, Donald Trump. What a week.
All right, I feel like Doug Steffen because we've basically eaten up half of this hour talking about Roseanne, and we need to plow through the rest of this stuff. But, you know, some of these things are, there's not a whole lot new going on. For example, number 2 and number 3, North Korea talks and the Trump-Russia investigation. What do you think will come out of it, Victoria?
I've said this for a long time. I think a photo op is going to come out of it. I don't really know that we're going to get anything solid. I don't know. I really don't know. And what can we expect out of it? Kim Jong-un can say, well, we just blew up a tunnel and we just blew up part of the stuff in our nuclear program. But they've done that before, and then they just rebuilt it. So I don't know. I think that this makes Kim Jong-un, this is all upside for him. I just don't know what the upside really
is. This is why I asked you first, because I know you were skeptical of this whole thing. But the whole time.
Yeah.
And now that we've seen Kim Jong-un try to take some, call them good faith measures, releasing the prisoners and blowing up one of the plants and trying, you know, but then again he slipped and called Vice President Pence dumb and whatnot. So I'm wondering whether your opinion has changed about it at all.
I still think that all of this is posturing for Kim Jong-un, and I think all of it is good press for him, because while he can dangle that carrot as long as he can, he still looks like a better person than we thought of him a few months ago.
So we're all suckers.
As my friend Gordon Liddy used to say, I don't want
suckers.
Us to be. Obviously, I don't want us to be, and I don't want our country to look bad, but I don't really know that we're going to get anything out of it.
You have a good out? You got a good feeling about this?
I think that the end is already planned. I think this is a reality show. Two very like-minded
people. You are cynical, aren't you?
Yeah, two very like-minded guys have figured out a way to benefit from each other's relationship, and that's Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump. I think they're the best buddies that ever happened. I think that they're all laid out. I think they're having a ball.
It's funny you say that. Well, one of our hosts here, Chad Benson, who has a very interesting take on the story, just he's so different. He was like, you know, Trump and Kim Jong-un understand each other.
Exactly.
Trump knows that Kim Jong-un wants to be riding in a limo with a hot tub in it. He wants to be hanging out with Dennis Rodman. The guy wants bling. He wants to live the life. And Trump knows how to deal with those kind of guys.
Yep.
When you talk to Trump in the number 7, the Iran nuclear deal, not so much. Trump doesn't know how to negotiate that deal because he doesn't understand them. They're coming from a different perspective. But Kim Jong-un, he gets that guy.
I agree with Chad. I agree with me. And I think that's the answer. I think this thing is all laid out.
But the question, though, is what are we getting out of it? Besides these two, you know, just kind of dragging
arms,
it on, what are we getting out of it,
deal?
Really?
What we're getting out of it is that that Kim Jong-un is not going to shoot a nuclear missile into Washington, D.C. or L.A. or Seattle as people were worried about 1 year ago when he was doing his Rocket Man tests and threatening the U.S. What's happened is suddenly we have a whole different dance going on with this country. These guys were insulting each other, and people thought that Trump was taking us to the brink of a nuclear disaster. And if there was a war, 100,000 people would immediately die in South Korea. And remember the news. Now the news is, where are they going to have the meeting? Are they going to have it on the 12th, or are they going to have it in July? The whole thing has changed.
Let me ask this question. Do you think that, and Rich, this is a question for you as well, do we think that the Iran, us pulling out of the Iran deal, with 3 years into signing it, do you think that that is weighing on Kim Jong-un at all? That if he does come to some sort of accord with us, we are going to pull the plug because we just showed him that's our pattern?
Well, I think that hopefully he realizes that Trump thinks that the Iran deal was a bad deal to begin with, and that's why he pulled out of it, because it doesn't have our benches.
But what if the next president thinks that this is a bad deal? If I was Kim Jong-un, I would take a beat and I'd think about that.
You know, I think Kim Jong-un is worried about getting just pulverized. I think he thinks Trump is just crazy enough to take it to the level where it sends them back to the dark ages, not with a bomb or something like that, but just cuts them off financially to the point where they can't even exist. Or perhaps there is a SEAL Team 6 going in and his days are numbered. I think he thinks that Trump is crazy enough to do that, and especially when he puts Bolton in, that it could happen. So I think he probably looks at it and goes, okay, I can't play with these guys the way I used to. Maybe this is the tactic I take. Maybe I go and be magnanimous, I be a good guy, I crush all my weapons, and I show everybody that I'm ready to play nice.
And beyond that, it doesn't matter, because it has as much impact on our lives as ABC canceling Roseanne or anything else on these surveys.
Agreed. All right, so here we go to next. This one we're going to skip through real quick, because there's not a whole lot, even though everybody's still talking about the Trump-Russia investigation. There's not a ton new there. The Stephen Halper mole thing is still kind of lurking around, but the media is pretty much treating that like Trump is crazy and there's nuts and there's nothing going on there. So that's at number 3. The Trump pardons thing is an interesting story. Who does he want to pardon, and why does he want to pardon them, and who really cares?
He wants to pardon people so that the people that are currently indicted and investigated, for his former cabinet members, advisors, friends, and supporters, should hang in there and resist giving up too much information, because he's sending a signal that the cavalry will come, and mm-hmm. in the end, he will save them.
And isn't that what every president does?
No. Not at all. Not at all.
Doesn't every president save his friends on the last day?
Other presidents, and Trump may be just like that, often leave people to take the bullet for them. People go to jail to cover up for the big guys.
Scooter Libby.
You can go back to Nixon. A number of his guys took it. No. I think Trump is trying to play both ends of the candle, as they say.
All right. So at number five, we have the steel tariffs. So this is more the art of the deal with Trump trying to get better deals for the United States. He thinks Canada is taking advantage of us. He thinks the Brits are taking advantage of us. But I want to get to the most important thing. So they ran nuclear deal. We talked about that. Murder Russian journalist. Okay, what are we going to do there? The Kardashian visits Trump story. Give me 20 seconds on that, Victoria.
Kim Kardashian has been working with Jared and Ivanka. They're trying to talk about prison reform, and there's this woman, Alice something or other, I forget her name. She's a 63-year-old great-grandmother. She's been in jail for a life sentence for a nonviolent drug crime. It was her first offense, so they're trying to get her pardoned.
There we go. Celebrities trying to get people out of prison. It's a great thing. All right. There's your top 10 topics and people of the week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Thank you, Michael Harrison, for joining us in this hour in place of Doug. And thank you, Victoria Keelan from the DJV Show. I am Rich McFadden. You can check more out at the DJ or TalkRadioCountdownShow.com. And, of course, always at TalkersMagazine.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 1 in 6 Americans get sick by consuming contaminated foods and beverages every year. Salmonella is one culprit.
Each year in the United States, over 1 million people get sick from salmonella infection, and somewhere between 300 and 400 people will actually end up dying from it. So it is a serious condition and something that is relatively common.
Infectious disease specialist Dr. Nipuni Rajapakse says young children, the elderly, and people with a suppressed immune system are particularly at risk.
And so any time that you're eating food that has not been heated to a high enough temperature to kill off the salmonella bacteria, you run the risk of getting infected with this if you ingest it.
Besides cooking things like meat and eggs thoroughly, Dr. Rajapakse reminds us to also be very careful during food preparation to avoid contamination between your meat and things like fruit, vegetables, and salad. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get 4 pillows for the price of 2. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows. Even better, 50% off the regular retail price. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow made in our country, backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV.
Hey, what's going on? What are you
doing? Oh, my gosh, no. Insomnia, please, not tonight. I've got a busy day tomorrow.
Ooh, what's that sound? Wow, sounds like your partner is sound asleep. You must be jealous.
Yes.
Too bad. Come on, let's go to the kitchen. Yes, you have ice cream and cookies. Eat all of it.
Insomnia, please, leave me alone.
No. Who is that? Check your phone. Ooh, scroll through social media. Check the news.
That's it. I'm taking Calitrin, so you will finally leave me alone for good.
Wait, no, not Calitrin. I'm sorry.
Too late.
No, please, no.
finally sleep.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss that not only works while you sleep, it helps you sleep.
I really enjoy taking Calitrin because it definitely helps me with my sleeping. I have lost approximately 10 pounds, and I'm very pleased with the results.
My name is Marcia, and my husband and I both take Calitrin to sleep better at night and for to help on his weight.
Check us out at toploss.com or call 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he said, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs, and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yes, it is Tech Talk time. So from 5 to number 1, Victoria will traverse this arena to talk about some of these stories this week. The top 5 items from technology, starting at number 5, which is, yet again, if you look through the top 5, there's always going to be room for a Facebook-type story. So now what's new this week from them?
Well, Facebook users in the United States who want to run certain ads on the platform will now need to hand over their last 4 digits of their social security number and a picture of a government-issued ID. This is the new requirement. This is how Facebook is going to attempt to combat the Russian interference or any foreign interference with political ads, especially on Facebook. And so now they need to prove, or you need to prove, that you are actually in the United States if you are buying an ad on Facebook with anything that is political. politically motivated. They have a whole bunch of categories now that are going to fall under this this new restriction. Anything that's a political campaign, any ad related to civil rights, immigration, guns, the economy, and other issues, abortion, terrorism, military stuff, things like that, even education and health and guns, all of those categories, if you're going to put an ad that has anything to do with any of them, that's what you now need to do. Give hand over the last four digits of your social. They say after 6 weeks that the information that they collect on you will disappear or will be deleted. That probably is going to be the next scandal. That probably won't be deleted in 6 weeks. However, this is what Facebook says they now need to do to make sure no foreign person is interfering.
Number four, a drone. This is how we've sort of been in and out of the drone stories this year so far.
Yeah, the U.S. Department of Transportation announced this week that 10 state and local governments have been selected to test advanced drone applications as part of a program to ease them into the American skies. Currently, there really isn't anyone in charge of where drone airspace is. It's not. It doesn't have a high enough altitude for the FAA to take over, so state and local governments are kind of left figuring out how to handle this. And so the cities that were selected: San Diego, Reno, Nevada, Bismarck, North Dakota, Memphis, Tennessee, Durant, Oklahoma, Herndon, Virginia, Topeka, Kansas, Raleigh, North Carolina, Fort Myers, Florida, and Fairbanks, Alaska. You may start seeing drones flying not that far above head at night, and some of the drones will actually have a real purpose. They in Reno, drones will deliver life-saving equipment along with the 911 system. In Fort Myers, Florida, drones will be used to survey the mosquito population, which can actually be very helpful. And the department believes that once they get this program up and running, it could bring $82 billion in economic benefits and create 100,000 jobs. I think eventually the FAA will have involvement with this, especially as soon as a drone crashes into something, then we know there's going to be issues there. But
lovely.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, moving on. The top five items in the world of technology. Focus now on the number three item.
Yes, this is a big plea from the state of California and from New York City as well. Any other, and I'm sure this is happening around the country, but these are the two big stories this week. In terms of people throwing out their old electronic devices that contain lithium-ion batteries. Now, these are the batteries that typically power cell phones, laptops, rechargeable power tools, things like that. Do not throw them away in the regular garbage. What's happening is they're exploding in waste facilities. 65% of waste facility fires in California began last year with lithium-ion batteries. So if you are, and this actually, when two garbage men in Queens, New York, they compressed the garbage truck and people had thrown lithium-ion batteries in there and it exploded and injured two garbage men. So this is really not something to be taken lightly. You can properly, across the country, at a Home Depot store, Lowe's, and Best Buy, you can properly recycle all of these devices. So take them there. Don't just throw them out in regular garbage because it really could hurt someone seriously and cause a lot of fires. We had in New York, we had the Long Island Railroad was put out of business for 4 days because of track fires related to this.
Number two, dangerous.
Danger, yes. If you have a Fitbit, you may want to return it or stop wearing it. Several people are reporting now that their Fitbit has shocked them. One man got an electric shock that left a big burn mark on his wrist, and there are a lot of other similar stories. Fitbit says that if you have any problems with your device, call them, alert them immediately, and let them know what's going on so they can give you a brand new one. But it can lead, and if you have a pacemaker, do not wear a Fitbit. That's another big
one. All right. Number one has to do with a new rule for the president on Twitter.
Yes, a federal judge in New York ruled this week that President Trump is in violation of the Constitution when he blocks users on Twitter. It's a victory for the First Amendment advocates and for people like Chrissy Teigen who have been blocked by him.
Oh, my God, no. Say it isn't so.
Lots of celebrities were blocked.
Right, exactly. All right. So that's it. The news from the world of technology here. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.